reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery man was injured in an apartment fire late Tuesday night. Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to the 3600 block of Woodley Road around 10:27 p.m. to find smoke and flames in a downstairs apartment. A unidentified 55-year-old male was transported to the hospital. The fire is under investigation. Governor Kay Ivey's office confirmed reports of an attempted cyber attack against some government websites in Alabama. The denial of service attack started Tuesday afternoon. Officials said no data was accessed. However, some state websites are running slow as the IT department investigates further. Family Dollar is set to begin closing 1,000 stores this year. Family Dollar announced it will close 600 stores in the first half of 2024 and at least 370 more stores over the next few years as leases expire. It's not known yet exactly which stores will be closing. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey.
We have Eddie still in the studio. How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm doing a lot better now.
And right across the desk from us now, to kick off this hour, we have the one, the only, Madeline Cannon from Alabama Home Mortgage. How you doing, Madeline?
Good. Good to be here.
Good to see you. Have you here in the studio. You. So, first off, just how's life in general? Life all right?
Yeah, life's treating me well. What about you?
Yeah, it's treating me pretty good. How about you, Eddie?
Good, but have we met any single women from a buddy here?
No, shut up. You don't. You
what? I thought that's the whole reason we bring in women.
You came in here as a big sourpuss, so did I, and you like it.
I thought that's the whole reason we're bringing women in now.
No, that's not. Did I miss that, man?
No. Yeah, I thought we were here to talk about mortgages.
That's sexist, man.
You have any single women in the mortgage business.
Racist. So, yeah, how's the mortgage market going?
Yeah. What a segue, guys. Right. Mortgage world, not a lot has changed since the last time I was here. You know, we had hoped that interest rates were going to take a little bit of a nosedive, but unfortunately that's not the case. Now they're talking about it's probably going to be closer towards the end of the year. Not surprised by that. We have a presidential election between now and then. So, of course, you know, not your listeners, but the general American public, they don't want to do anything now because there's too much time between now and then for people to forget.
Right.
And they want to look like the heroes, not the people who killed the real estate market.
So, tell them, honey.
Anyhow, we're anticipating rates to fall sometime towards the end of the year, but rates have been pretty stagnant so far.
Now, couldn't somebody just, like, go ahead and buy a house even at a higher rate but refinance later?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm encouraging people to do because interest rates will come down.
Yep.
Not a matter of if, but when. And the prices are not going to come down. So,
They're only going to go up.
That's right. So if you can handle a monthly payment at this rate, just know that, you know, that's the worst it's going to get for you. Nobody's going to twist your arm and make you refinance to your detriment, right?
Right.
So when interest rates fall, you can have that house that you loved at a lower interest rate and a lower payment. As long as you've been in that house for at least 6 months, made 6 months payments, then you would be eligible to refinance in the future when the market supports that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the VA programs. Like, if we had to lay out a few things that people, like what they don't know about the VA home loan programs, well, I'd imagine the first is a lot of veterans don't even know they're eligible for some of those.
Yeah, it's really a shame how many veterans qualify for a VA mortgage and don't know it, or just were not advised when they purchased their first home what the VA mortgage program could provide for them, one of which is 100% financing. Yeah. Their service is their down payment, which is huge.
Wow.
Yes. And then secondly, I don't know who put this word out, but all the veterans seem to think that they can only have one VA mortgage in their lifetime.
Right.
And that's just simply not the case. You can actually carry more than one VA mortgage at a time if you have enough eligibility on your certificate of eligibility that's issued by the VA. Without getting into the weeds of the math of all that, give us a call. You'd be surprised. For example, I spoke to a veteran yesterday, got her pre-approved. She currently occupies her home, received a VA mortgage because it's only for primary residence. She can't use a VA on investment, right? Now she's going to vacate the property that's currently hers and buy another home. But she doesn't want to refinance that house out of a VA mortgage. She said, I thought I had to refinance that one so I could use my VA on the new one. No, ma'am. You've got enough eligibility that you can keep that house at your 3% interest rate that you got from the VA back in, you know, 2019 and go use your VA eligibility again to go purchase another primary residence. So a lot of veterans just don't understand that that is an, you know, that is an option for a lot of people.
Well, and obviously, like, there is, you could, if you haven't taken advantage of a VA mortgage and you're in a house right now, as you, the example you just gave, you, there's advantages to the VA when refinancing.
Of course. Yeah. You don't currently have to have a VA mortgage to refinance into a VA loan.
Right.
So if you're a veteran listening that has an FHA, USDA, or a conventional loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and give us a call and see if a VA mortgage would be to your benefit to refinance.
See, I didn't even know that one. I didn't know that you could refinance into a VA loan.
Absolutely.
This is why I, when my clients call me and they start talking loan, I give them the brief information I give them, and then I give them the information of her phone number, and they call me and they start telling me, did you know this? Did you know that? I'll be honest. Sometimes I go, yeah. And I go, I didn't know that, and I'm writing it down.
So let's play a little scenario out here. I might have lived this scenario. I don't know.
Oh.
Where I call up Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, and I either get you or Kim on the line, and I'm like, I don't even know where my credit's at. But I mean, I'm interested in buying a home. Turns out I don't have much established credit, or my credit's not great. Y'all give advice, like tips and tricks on how to get in a good position for a good deal?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people, I mean, especially first-time home buyers, they may not have had their credit pulled recently or ever, right? And so for those that are just getting started or not, you know, those that are maybe repairing credit coming off of a bankruptcy, had a foreclosure in the past, whatever it may be, we can absolutely pull that credit report. If we don't qualify now, we'll provide you with a personalized game plan to get you there so that you know exactly what steps you need to take to become a homeowner.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like that idea. Well, and this is like why we, I mean, we like y'all for all sorts of reasons, but the fact that you're actually here in the studio, that y'all are local, you live here, you know the community, you're part of the community.
That's right. We're your neighbors.
Yeah, and that beats like filling out a form necessarily online and never actually getting to meet the real person doing your mortgage.
That's right. Yeah, we can't hide behind our computer or phone. You know, you can.
And they're local.
That's right.
They have a local office.
Yes.
You know, a lot of these places don't, and all you get is either a phone call or a dial tone, or you get somebody's voicemail.
Or they're required to have, you know, an office suite number.
Right.
But nobody really
occupies
that.
They just collect mail there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So am I missing anything? I mean, about this interview, this conversation.
Oh. Oh, I was going to say, man, where do we start?
Sexist.
Well, I just want people to know that we don't only service the state of Alabama. We've been getting calls here a lot lately, especially from the veteran community. People are getting their orders. They're looking to relocate. So if you are in Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, or Georgia.
Oh, wow. Georgia, too.
Georgia, too.
I like that.
Yes. So we can service any property located in those four states.
Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia.
And Florida.
And Florida.
And Florida. The free state of Florida.
All right. I like that. We might as well annex the rest of that part.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't.
Yeah, we should have.
I don't know what we were thinking.
Like, you go to Pensacola, and it's kind of like, this is Alabama.
Right. It is just
Alabama.
That's how
I feel about it.
It's exactly Alabama.
Right. Well, do you want to stick around?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Hot dog.
But before we get this break, again, Alabama Home Mortgage number 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can apply online, get the process going at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline here prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk. Hey man. Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money? Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit. You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist? That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News, I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back. I'm Joey. That's Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
And that's Madeline.
Yes. Hello.
And we call the show News and Views. Also, Joey Clark Live online. You can go on YouTube to Joey Clark Live and be sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, too.
There you go. Leave a comment.
Yeah.
Let everybody know, or let Joey know how good he looks today.
Have some fun with it. And, you know, from earlier, we have Kendall. Oh, hey, Kendall. How you
doing?
Hey,
buddy.
Saying, I wish Mr. Daniels the best of luck in the Dem runoff. I'll be voting on the other ticket, but I do believe he is real in what he says, and I tend to agree.
Seemed very believable.
Yeah. Because he's actually done it up there.
That's the thing. Like he keeps saying, he's got the receipts.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And again, there is a lot of money being poured into this district, especially on the Democratic side.
Just get a little bit of that. Just get my hands on a little bit of that money.
Yeah. So the big fight right now in conservative silly season land is over TikTok. But do you want to make some sideways comment first about me getting fat or me not having a lady? Or, like, I can see you champing at the bit over there.
No, Joe. I'm here to elevate you.
Now, every time a lovely woman comes into the studio here, you have some comment about me.
I never noticed that, but I'll go back and look at the tape. Because I usually have comments about you, whether the women are here or not. Just yeah, so we're clear.
Or as the kids are calling it, look at the receipts, right?
That's right, look at the receipts. But when we do have a good-looking woman in here, such as Madeline, I know she has hot friends because they all run in packs together.
Mm-hmm. What did you call them, captivating?
Very captivating. And
y'all are giving me the ick.
No. I bet we are.
Yeah, I didn't want to take it there.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just looking for some female companionship for Joey.
Yeah, actually, it's a fool's errand.
Yeah, it is. So it's, yeah. You know.
Anyway, you want to see Rand Paul and Brian Kilmeade yell at each other over TikTok?
Kill me.
Yeah, Brian Kilmeade. So, of course, he hates the one libertarian senator we have
up there.
So let's listen in together. Let's throw this up on the screen, on the live stream, and I'm going to try not to blow a gasket.
Okay.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Senator Paul, why do you believe that TikTok is not a danger to America?
I don't think it's a question of whether the allegations are true or false. I think when you're alleged of a crime, you have to be convicted of it. So you can't really take someone's property in our country without a conviction. That's in the Fifth Amendment. You have to have due process to take someone's company from them or force them to sell. But even beyond the Fifth Amendment, the First Amendment says that those 180 million Americans who express themselves on the platform have a right as well. There's already been a preliminary decision by a federal district judge in Montana that tried to ban this. There were two decisions under Donald Trump when he tried to ban this. They've all been found unconstitutional. And the thing is we can like or dislike TikTok. I've actually never looked at TikTok. But the thing is using it or not using it, whether you own it or not own it, really has to be according to the law. Because there's a real danger. For example, Fox News. I don't know. Maybe you have some foreign owners. I don't know if everybody's an American citizen. And then what if they say, well, Fox News is giving misinformation on the election. You have a foreign ownership, you have misinformation according to the government, and all of a sudden they say, well, we're going to shut down Fox News or we're going to shut down Twitter. So the bill isn't just about TikTok. It mentions TikTok by name, which is also a problem because laws are not allowed to target one company.
Right.
But there is also a danger that it goes beyond that.
So I want you to hear with the FBI. So in terms of banning it, I think national security should trump that. And it being that we're finding out that Beijing is designing this algorithm to help divide America over the hot issues that you debate every day in Congress, from race to gender.
Okay, I got to pause it there.
Okay.
And it's not even something Kilmeade necessarily said, or it is something he said, but it's not about him on this instance.
Okay.
I've been saying this for years. It's like, the Russians are dividing us. The Chinese are creating an algorithm to divide Americans. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think we're doing that on our own just fine.
100%.
Right.
100%.
And you're going to blame some esoteric algorithm that nobody really understands other than the programmers for all the division in America?
There's why. You just said it. Nobody really understands it.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, it's way over their head. Oh, it's Chinese. It's TikTok. Oh, it's the bad. It's mm-hmm. the devil.
It's the Ruskies.
There you go.
Right. It's just the misinformation out there.
I don't think it's any better or worse than Facebook.
Agreed.
Amen.
Do we not have, all right, Facebook's supposedly owned by an American company, right? Does he not have foreign investors? Guarantee he does.
Well, and I
guarantee
love
it.
And
the
they've point. Been proven to use it
do
for
the
political.
Exact same thing yeah. that TikTok does, that TikTok's yeah. being accused of. Facebook, Instagram, probably even Twitter have been accused of the exact same thing. I guess they're going after them next.
Well, that's the argument Rand's making. It's the argument
it's
we were making.
It's a slippery slope. Yeah.
Because, you know, this is just for foreigners.
Okay. No. Again,
yeah, sure.
They lie. They have lied. They will continue to lie.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going after anybody
else. And a lot of the tools and tactics they perfected overseas are being used against Americans yeah. today. Oh, we're only going to use this extremist language thing against ISIS.
Right.
Oh, wait, now, if you have a different opinion about 2020 election or January 6th, you're just like them. You're just as extreme, and we have to stop this misinformation from being spread. So let's keep going. Let's hear Mr. Kilmeade out.
These other things, knowing that it's been around since 2016, Gordon Chang came out and says it's like allowing 170 million spy balloons over America. And here's what the FBI director said yesterday.
That kind of influence operation, or the different kinds of influence operations you're describing, are extraordinarily difficult to detect, which is part of what makes the national security concerns represented by TikTok so significant. Americans need to ask themselves whether they want to give the Chinese government the ability to control access to their data.
So, I mean, doesn't that concern you? Do you think, do you see a difference? Do you think there should be maybe a listing of nations like Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran that should not be able to own entities like this?
Well, here's the first thing, and this is the most important fact of all of this, and it needs to be debated and not assumed as a fact. The company is owned 60% by international investors, 20% by the two Chinese software engineers who developed it, the entrepreneurs who began the business, and 20% by their employees, 7,000 of whom are American. So it's a very diverse ownership. It's not owned by the Chinese government. In fact, on TikTok's board, there are no Chinese nationals that control this, that are associated with the government at all. They're CEOs from Singapore. So this is an international corporation, and like every other international corporation, they deserve their day in court. You can't just take their property. Look, I have a lot of arguments with the Chinese communists. I have a lot of Saudi authoritarians, but I'm not saying we should allow banning anybody to do business with the Saudis because they have an unsavory government as well,
Senator,
they spy on their people.
Senator, did you see the hearing, or were you part of that hearing? I can't remember who what committee was in front of, when the CEO of TikTok was there trying to rationalize why we should leave it in this country?
You know, I wasn't in that hearing, but I do know that they have been working very closely with our government to try to adhere to anything they can do to stay open in our business, in our country. They've offered and actually have transferred most of their data to Texas, to an Oracle cloud. They have review of the data by Oracle to make sure it's being controlled here. They're
but
often go through what's called CFIUS. CFIUS is a procedure where foreign-owned countries are trying to American boards. They've also worked
This is the fundamental. I know about the Texas project, and I wish it was effective, but it isn't. We put $1 billion into it, or they did. But they did. He could not assure
that ByteDance.
Brian, that's your opinion.
That's your opinion.
No, no. Let me finish. Nobody thinks the Texas project is up and running and is effective.
I do. So the thing is, when you say nobody believes that it is.
And let me just finish. They could not answer. The CEO would not assure that Beijing would not have access to personal information for 170 million Americans.
I don't think that's true.
Number one with young people. It is true. The number one with young people.
Even if it were true, Brian, it's an allegation. You are making allegations against a company owned by Americans, and you have to prove it in court.
Who owns that company? Who owns that company? ByteDance is owned by China.
It's not. See, that's a lie, and you're defaming the country. You're defaming the company. 60% of it is owned by international investors. 20% is owned by the software developers, who are Chinese, and 20% is owned by the employees, 7,000 of whom are Americans. So
who controls the algorithm?
But it's not owned by the government.
It's not about profits. Who owns the algorithm?
TikTok owns their own algorithm, and it's actually not in China.
TikTok? ByteDance. And who owns ByteDance? The Chinese government.
No, they don't. See, you've just told a lie, Brian. You can't say on TV something that's a lie about a company.
Okay.
That is an out-and-out lie, and it's provably
false. What is a lie?
And they're not owned by the Chinese government. TikTok is owned privately, 60% by international investors.
ByteDance controls the algorithm. That's all that matters. You're talking about profits.
Let me finish.
I've been listening to you.
Let me finish the answer. 60% is owned by international investors who have made investments in this. 20% is owned by the two Chinese software engineers who developed the app, and 20% by their employees. And
who controls the algorithm?
And 7,000 of them are Americans, and the algorithm's not in China.
Yeah.
Everything is held outside of
China.
You're comfortable
with TikTok influencing America, and you believe that those 60% of foreign ownership controlled it. Senator, thank you so much. I got to go.
You cannot take people's property without due process.
Right.
If you believe that there's a national security exception
to the Constitution,
then you believe that Fox News could be shut down, that Twitter could be shut down.
Senator, thank you very much.
Yeah. It is a terrible thing to believe. And it's anytime they trot out somebody like Brian Kilmeade to give one of these intense, like, you know, grillings to a guest who disagrees, it's like, which one of your Pentagon handlers told you all this, Kilmeade? And again, folks, we've seen this again and again and again. Everybody agreed. Oh, we can't let ISIS recruit online, so we got to stop all their misinformation, disinformation. Oh, we can't let the Russians influence an American election, so we got to build this whole misinformation construct, all this infrastructure, in order to tamp down on that. By the way, they come up with a new term called malinformation, so even if an American says something that's true, but it's not good to the cause, that's still got to be, you know, curated. While you've got Don Lemon grilling Elon Musk about, aren't you being irresponsible, taking ketamine and not managing, curating your platform enough? You can see where this is going, and they're counting on you being so scared of the Chinese because they are the ones who still have the megaphone, because you're one click, folks. Oh, well, Fox is on. We're going to watch that all day. They're not telling you the truth. They're trying to scare you into another government power grab, and all these things they're saying are against the foreigners. For national security, it will be used on your ass a few years from now.
Certainly.
If not next year. If not this November.
What's the big issue with TikTok? It's owned by the Chinese. They say that Chinese businesses are compelled to give that information to the government. What about American businesses? Do we not have that same practice?
Yes. Well, and again, Senator Paul just laid out, here's the ownership structure.
Right. What would happen if in China or another country where they said, hey, this American business, we're going to have to close it down because they are tied to the U.S. government? How would the leadership react then?
Well, and you know, for a fact, I gave up for the most part trying to, like, expand on Facebook because it's so freaking controlled. And it's controlled for a reason. And it's not because, the Chinese or the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Can you imagine being in colonial Boston, Paul Revere starts yelling about the British coming, and you got your pants off?
Sounds like I got my rifle next to me. I'm good.
Yeah, but you'd like to have your pants on in a moment like that.
Taking a shot without pants before.
I just had that thought the other day when we walked by Paul's house.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can't imagine if an emergency, I didn't have pants on.
Listen, Adam, he's on a first name basis with Paul Revere. Paul's house.
Well, he got invited over, so it feels like, you know.
Right. It's just...
He's ever at Paul's with his pants down. Yeah.
Watch a TikTok.
Yeah. It's an old writer named Garrett. literally his name.
Double
is,
G?
Yeah, some people try to be fancier. It's Garrett Garay. No, it's Garrett Garrett. And I think he was writing in the 30s. He's kind of part of that old right. And he talked about, in a lot of his writings, America's complex of fear and vaunting. What does that mean? It's like the vaunting is like, we're the best ever. Nobody can touch us. We're America, the exceptional, indispensable nation.
Fantastic.
And as soon as anything is presented to the American people, it's like, a mouse! Take my liberty! Take my wife and my jewels! Take my son! Anything to stop the big threat that I can't prove. It's happened in history time and time again. They lie us into war. They lie us into giving up more of our money, more of our wealth, more of our liberties. And you know what? Especially you boomers, not the everyday person, but you know what I'm talking about. Look at what you've done to this country over the last 40 years. Look at what you've done.
And I think the catch about all this TikTok stuff is a lot of people are saying that it's influencing the youth, it's influencing the next generation, so that they'll be friendly towards communism, friendly towards all that. Well, where are the parents?
Right.
Your child does not have to be on TikTok.
Thank you.
Right.
Your child doesn't have to have a cell phone. Your child does not have to be on the internet.
Correct.
Really? You don't put it on the boomers?
No. Boomers, I think, were much like me. They went to work, assuming the people they elected would take care of things. And they got screwed, too.
This is what I mean. I think everybody had it too good. Thinking, well, it'll never be a rainy day. You sure should listen to the folks that went through the Depression more. Because I think a rainy day is right ahead. Ain't that a happy way to end a segment? This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. And there at Cole Plumbing, James Cole and the entire team there are ready to help you out with any of your plumbing needs. It could be something as simple as a clogged drain or low water pressure. Maybe you've been on the property a while. You've seen that beautiful tree grow towards the sky. Well, those roots have been growing, too.
Yeah.
You might get a tree root invasion.
Yep.
It's no fun. They could also help you with things like a gas line leak, or maybe you got a basement and the sump pump isn't pumping water when it rains.
No, that ain't good.
Yeah, you don't, let that static water sit down.
You don't want a swimming pool in the basement.
Ooh, that's just nasty.
Right.
And of course, for those big emergency jobs, say something like a burst pipe, Cole Plumbing, they have this proprietary pipelining technology. It allows them to get in there with minimal discomfort to you in your home, which means they're not going to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in the yard.
No big mess.
And solve your problem with precision and expertise. So check them out today. You can always go to coleplumbing.com. Or give them a call at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get ready for Kafka's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 till 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. Kafka's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the afternoon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 272-9228. Well, we can go from Brian and Rand Paul arguing to, well, what I mentioned there, my rant. Elon Musk and Don Lemon there with Elon Musk is, well, okay, so here's the deal. Don Lemon is fired from CNN a year ago.
Right.
He then gets a deal, like not that long ago, inked with X, with the X platform, just kind of how Tucker Carlson did a big deal with him. And you think, okay, well, maybe Don Lemon's seeing the writing on the wall that, like, okay, cable news is kind of going by the wayside, and the old approach to reporting and whatnot is not going to win him the day. And then he goes and does something like this. I'll give you the end of the story. A couple hours, I think that, if not if a few hours after Don Lemon did this interview with Elon Musk, X terminated their contract with him.
Can you blame him?
Well, like, and then you found Don Lemon back on CNN talking about the interview he did with Elon Musk. He's like, I thought you were fired from the place. It's just thick as thieves, these folks. Thick as thieves. So here's a little bit of what all went down.
You shared with us. This is a part of the conversation with Musk where you ask him about hate speech.
Hate speech, yes.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do interview with this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
In so many ways, right? I have two things.
Okay, no, I don't want to hear you, Aaron. No,
best way to be. I wish I could get hit on, knocked down, and just be able to walk away like, no big deal.
Or just have enough money that you could say and do whatever you wanted to.
I would be the worst. would be so fun.
And you just got to love this predicate that, there's hate speech out there. There's hate speech out there. It's like, yeah.
You can go in a bathroom in a public place, you'll find hate speech. Right. I don't see Don Lemon doing a show from there.
Well, and who gets to define what's hate?
Right.
What's hateful?
Anything you don't agree with.
There you go.
Right.
That's it.
And I love how the professional left, the professional managerial class, for the longest time were not just the political people of, but like their livelihoods, their life was all about free speech and freedom of expression. You know, we can take government dollars, give it to some artist, and he could put a crucifix in piss. Mm-hmm. Literally call it piss Christ. Freedom of speech.
Yep.
Freedom of expression. But as soon as free speech seems to be turning the other way. All of a sudden, we're coming up with all sorts of excuses, whether it's national security, the Chinese, or the Russians, or it's, oh, Americans are just so hateful.
Mm-hmm. Animal Farm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're all good with free speech, yeah, as long as they had control of airwaves.
Sure.
They were talking about this stuff, hate speech and populism, danger, all the way back when Rush Limbaugh got going in the early 90s.
Sure, sure.
Because Rush actually offered an alternative. And now that people can go online and mostly behave freely, and they loved it with Barack Obama. Like, yeah, Barack Obama, the first social media president. And as soon as Trump gets elected in 2016 using Twitter, like, nope, 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 free speech is just, it's against our safety, it's against decency, it's against all this other stuff. And it's like, Americans, you need to see it, because you're being played at every turn. These people do not have principles that they express in public. Their principle is that of power. When they have less power than you, they'll appeal to your principles. When they have more power to you, they'll smash you, because that's according to their principles. Pay attention.
That's right.
Hey, let's see what Gene has to say today. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
How's Miss Lucy doing?
She's doing wonderful. The new baby girl. Yeah, she's awesome.
I know she is. Have you got to see her lately?
Only through photos.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting a mini every other day, every week, and it's great. Modern technology, it's one of the upsides of it, where even though I live in a different city, I could see her developing. Like that one video I saw recently, she's doing a lot of belly time, not quite crawling, but, you know, balancing, getting a little more strength. She's very expressive, laughing and stuff now.
How old is she now?
She was born in October 3rd, so I'll let y'all do the math.
5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you take it easy, and I love you.
I love you too, Gene. Well, that's sweet. After all my ranting and raving.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what a juxtaposition. We've been all angry.
They're trying to bring him down a little bit.
Well, we had fun yesterday talking about practical jokes and pranks.
Oh, I didn't tell one of the best ones.
Okay.
And worked at Hyundai and Appleton Wire, places where you can used to get away with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of those older guys would drink coffee all day. All day. And so I found a really greasy nut one time, big old one, about that big, a mechanical nut.
Okay.
It was on a bolt.
Point of clarification.
It's like, why are you bringing up walnuts?
I put it in a friend of mine's coffee, and he drank it all day. Well, at the end of the day, you know, you just keep refilling. That's what old people
do. Sure, yeah.
At the end of the day.
That's
what old people do.
Okay, boom.
At the end of the day, he went to clean out his coffee cup, and man, that was a brand new, shiny looking nut that fell out of there. So all that grease and stuff, he kind of consumed all day. Why y'all giving me the sad? This was funny. This was the funny.
I don't like messing with what people eat and ingest.
It's just a little grease. If you think just loops the system.
Just a little grease.
Just a little grease.
You know, you have to, like a big, like at least an industrial grade jack or a pretty sizable jack.
Okay.
It's hydraulic, right? Yeah. And sometimes you have to refill the hydraulic fluid. Do you ever lick that?
No, but I had some sprayed on me, and when it gets on some of your upper body stuff, it burns.
Really?
Y'all are an HR nightmare.
Oh,
isn't like the last time I had to refill? It's like blue when it comes out nasty.
That's just a different brand, but
okay.
A lot of them will get warm anyway. But I don't know what it is. But on my skin, especially my upper body skin, I had a line break when I was standing there one time. Man, my whole upper body got red, itched like crazy.
What are you complaining about? It's just hydraulic fluid.
No, I was fine. I was extra lubricant for a while. I'm extra slippery.
Okay, you're gross. Sexist, man. Just sex. Let's go to Eric the Duck. Hey, the Duck.
What's up, Duck?
And I'm telling you the truth, Joey. If we ever had to elect any one man, it's going to have to be JoJo. I didn't nickname you now JoJo, because everybody at work said JoJo.
JoJo.
They call me JoJo?
I don't want you to take offense now.
That's fine.
JoJo.
You call me whatever you like. I've been called worse.
You can call me what you want. Don't call me late for supper. You know... I really need an opinion, and I tell you yours, because the pilot, I can't never say his name, starts with an N, and you interview him. I love it. And I don't, man, I tell you, this town, you better thank your lucky stars that Joey can get in there and handle that interview, because, man, I don't know how you hold your composure, man, because this man is worldwide. And here's my thing. I want me, and I know you can enforce it, and I know Budell, my friend calls him Budell. I don't know why he calls him Greg Budell. Budell, I told Greg, I said, it's not Budell, it's Budell. And anyhow, set me lunchbox, Eric the dog, me, Randall, and there's one more lunchbox. And we're trying to work it where we can get in the studio all at once. We can roundhouse, and you talk about it like Allison St. Clair said. She said that would be a hell of a
Wait, did you hell. Say roundhouse or roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Well, it could be either one, damn it.
I like this guy.
Hey, either way, I love you guys. I want an opinion because I know that would be a very interesting topic because you got Lunchbox. I love Randall. I love all of them. Red Top and me. Well,
it sounds crowded, but if we're going to do something like that, I don't think it needs to be in the studio. I think it needs to be at an event where we're doing a remote.
That's a good idea.
Bomb hours or wherever we'll have
Joey's house.
No, I don't know about that.
No, I think that's a good idea.
That's right.
I just know my grandfather. He don't want to deal with circus animals.
Oh, he would love it.
Man. Hey, Joey, you've been through under the bus, big man. Your ass is fast.
Well, JoJo out. Appreciate the call, Doug.
See you, Doug.
Goodness gracious.
What's wrong with Joe Exotic? I thought you were going to...
I'm happy with that one. I've been called many names.
Yeah?
Well, Joseph's my legal name.
Mm-hmm. That's your government name.
Yeah, they called it out at the airport, and for a second, I'm like,
oh, yeah, it takes you a second.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
You look over your shoulder for the other guy.
Yeah, right. And then I've been called Joey since I was a kid, and just stuck with me. J. Ray, because my granddaddy, who died a few years ago, his middle name was actually also Ray, but he always went by Ray because it was L. Ray. What do you think L stood for? His first name.
I don't want to be...
Lester.
I was going to go with, okay.
And he hated the name Lester? For some reason. He did. Lester
Maybe
Ray
too
Clark.
Formal.
Yeah, I don't know. So he always went Ray. So he called me J. Ray. Then he also called me Joe Bird. And then my grandfather now that I'm living with says just Joe.
I thought he would call you roommate.
Yeah, well, he does sometimes, but he usually goes with Joe. In college, there was Vanilla Thriller. There was Jay Freeze. There was Sauce.
There's stories behind all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the sauce one.
You
the
like
other
sauce?
Two I'd like to talk off air about.
Vanilla Thriller?
I got a feeling, yeah. I got a feeling you got that name kind of...
Well, you know, Eddie, his first name's not Eddie.
Nah.
I know.
My government name's Randall.
No, I like to think Randy, and then I think Trailer Park Boys.
Let me go ahead. I'll put this out there, and I hope my mom's listening.
Hey, Randy!
She deserves the embarrassment of this.
Okay.
The reason she named me Randy, and I asked later on in life, why'd you name me Randy? There's no Randys in our family. Randy in British, it refers to being horny, and I thought that was funny.
He's told me this story before. I refuse to believe that any mother would select that name with that intent.
The more stories I hear, I believe them, Natalie.
You ever say some bad words in front of your mom and get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
If that would have happened, would she have used clean soap or the soap from the family shower?
Oh.
There you go.
I really am going to get that drop from Bubbles and Trailer Park Boys. Hey, Randy! Randy! No, Randy, I'm not going to do it again.
And I know, it's funny.
That's amazing.
My Randall, most people at Hyundai, that's what they made you go by your government name.
Sure.
So when people say Randall, a lot of times I forget, oh, yeah, it's my government name. I don't turn around.
Really went with Randy because she thought it was funny?
Me. She told me I was about 11 or 12 years old. I've told you some of the things she's told me, Joey. I love my mother, but... I'm going to need a good therapist.
I like her even more now. That's hilarious. How about this? We got to hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And they're at Pest Pro Services. Ashley and that great team there are ready to help you with all your pest control needs. And 'tis the season to get ready for all those pests showing up. I mean, y'all being in the real estate business, y'all know how it is, especially somebody's got a house on the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We use Pest Pro all the time at Alabama Home Mortgage.
They really do amazing work. So mosquitoes. We're seeing mosquito hawks, which means the mosquitoes are coming out and coming back with a vengeance. They can treat your whole property, treat your yard. You know, it's a shame when you invite grandma over and you got a sprayer with a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah, like keep the skeeters off?
Yeah, no, wouldn't you like that to sit good on the back porch or the front porch, the rocking chairs, and like enjoy yourself and not get eaten up? Now, of course, fire ants will also be coming back with a vengeance, whether you got dogs or kids. And
that's right.
You don't want them getting into that. Or maybe even termites. And here's the deal. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage, so you might as well go ahead and get the treatment done because it's a lot less expensive to do the treatment early than it is to pay for termite damage repairs. A lot less expensive.
Yes.
And Pest Pro Services can help you with all that, folks. Plus, any problem you might see showing up. Whether it's silverfish or all sorts of scorpions for you, too.
No,
goodness,
thank you.
Gracious, man.
Yeah.
So call Pest Pro Services today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team there that Joey and Eddie and Madeline sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Right to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
What up, Randall?
From one Randall to another.
That's right.
Hey, one horny goat to another.
I've overshared.
No, you didn't. You shared just the right amount.
I loved it because I never knew that. Now, so much sense now. I don't even know where to start, but y'all was talking about, you know what I mean, Elon and the satellites and it's, I don't know, man. I forgot really why I called now, because, man, you got me wondering what my mom was thinking. You know, I'm going to tell you, I've been around a lot of presidents lately. Man, that's the first thing they're doing. They checking out what this name means, you know what I mean? What does it mean, this? Like, I wonder if they did that. Like, spread. I don't know. Now I got me wondering. I don't know if y'all know or not, but they launched 3 satellites too. And so y'all keep your eye out what they doing, because it ain't them Houthis. Ain't it's don't let them fool you, man. Them folks. This is serious stuff going on. And since they had launched some satellites, and I do got that sitting in front of me, but. But they launched 3 of them. One of them was fairly big, and it was supposed to be detecting about. It's supposed to be used to see about develop. I don't even know how to make sure other rockets travel the right way. I don't know exactly. I had to articulate it right this year. I should not get jumped to that. But just so y'all know, they have done three. And Joey, when you was talking about Elon and somebody, he looks like he's on the outside and all that space stuff falling. You know, they had a capsule land the other day.
That had astronauts. Yeah. It was successful, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw it through a thermal lens, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough heat surrounding that thing. Like, even when I saw the live view, it wasn't no steam coming off when it hit the water. Like, how did it go from 11,000 miles an hour, come through the atmosphere? Like, it uses the atmosphere to put the brakes on. And they had to have heat shields because they talk about how hot it gets. And they talk about how hot and the heat shields keep them, from getting burned up when they're coming back in because they use the atmosphere to slow it down. How come ain't no steam? I mean, I ain't go to college. How come ain't no steam?
I'd have to see what you're referencing, Randall. I have no clue.
There'd have to be some moisture.
And then on the Mars stuff, like, we never really talked about Devon Island. I never got into it with you, but I think it's time. You know what I mean? We need to start looking at stuff like that and really, really asking questions. Why is NASA even up in Devon Island if they're not using that terrain to try to fool us about it being Mars landing? Like, it's too much matches. The landscape is all the same. Like, it's crazy how it matches. And I don't know, man. It's just so much satellite stuff going on, and it's just terrestrial life we got looking at us down the road. I just want to know why. You know what I mean? We got to start using science. If they're going to give us the scientific stuff and make us believe it, like, we need the question asked. So I want you to look at it and you tell me. Red Top, I asked you, why wasn't no steam coming off up when it landed? If there's so much heat, they got to have these high-tech heat shields to keep them from burning up as they re-enter. How come when it hits the ocean, it's just like ice cubes around it? Okay. And even through, thermal vision. And then check out Devon Island. And let's start asking. And you're right, Eddie. I mean, LifeLog is Facebook. I mean, and they run up. Their LifeLog was a government program ran. And I think they let it be known that it was a government program ran to see what people who would hop off. And folks did. Once they found out, people started hopping off. And then they instituted, they let these college students say, hey, only y'all could be on this. And they started in February the 4th when LifeLog shut down. Facebook started and they hit the TikTok. The one thing that they got that is different than everything else is the cap cut. And cap means a lie. Cut means like cut, like movie scene. Like, so a cap cut, you make it. So they actually not only figuring out what you like, but they figuring out what you want to be like, what you really feel like on the inside. So they run an algorithm that's more scientific. That's why it takes longer.
Wait,
for yourself to get out.
Right. But I'm running out of time here, Randall. Yeah. I want to clear something up because does TikTok know you're white? Because can we clear that up? You're white, right?
Yeah, I'm white.
Okay. I keep getting folks asking me about that, so I just wanted to put it out there in public. Doesn't really matter, but it's just true.
You know what, though? That's a good sign that you got new listeners piling in. But
there you go, brother.
That's good. That makes me feel so good. Because that question used to be asked to Baron Cohen.
All the time.
No one asked questions. So, yeah, that makes me happy, man. I'm happy for you. Thank you, man. Y'all keep asking the right questions.
All right.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
Love you, brother. You know what the number one question now is? Is Joey really single? For real? I'm like, yeah, for real. That's the number one question. If you were to get arrested today, and you needed someone to bail you out, do you call?
If I needed to.
Okay. I don't want to put on the line.
You know when the BMW, you remember the BMW blew up?
Yeah.
Showed up.
Well, you had your ride or die with you. What happened?
He had to go to work. Yeah, now this has got real inside baseball. People have no clue what we're talking about.
But. And y'all are gesturing, and people who are not watching the live stream have no idea what you're doing.
That makes for good radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Madeline, thank you for hanging out this hour.
Thank you for having me.
I love it when you come in.
Putting up
so
with us.
I really do.
Had a good time.
And we learned some few things about VA that Honestly, I didn't know. So thank you for bringing that to the table.
You're so welcome.
Now, next time you come, if you happen to have a hot friend that's single.
Shut up, Eddie. You're being creepy.
I was not...